Vayter in Chaser and Daf Lamed Aleph, picking up on the very top line, second to last word. We're going to see three different things today, essentially. Number one, we're going to be dealing with the Shir Shel Yom. Every day the Levim would say a Shira. They would sing along with the Karban Tamid that they brought. That was number one. We're going to talk about the different ones we say and why we say them. Then we're going to work into the exiles of the Shechina and then of the Sanhedrin. And then we're going to walk into another idea about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, another Takana that he made, which is going to take us to the end of Amud Bey's beginning of Amud Aleph. Here we go. Tanya, Rehudom, and Mishim, Rabbi Akiva, Barishan, Me'ayom. What do they used to say on the first day of the week? They say the Tehillim, Hashem Ha'aretz Umloah. Hashem's is the earth and its fullness. Al-Shem, why do they do that? Al-Shem, Shekana Vehikna Veshalit Be'olamo. Because of the fact that Hashem was Kone, that he was the one who acquired the world and gave it over to us, and he rules over the world. The Lord himself rules over. Rashi says, Yechidi, Shelo Nivru HaMalachim, Ad Yom Sheni, he was by himself, he did it himself, and only on Yom Sheni were there also Malachim. Basheni Me'amim, what did they say on Yom Sheni, on Monday, Gadol Hashem, Lo Ma'od, Gadol Hashem, which means that Hashem is great and praised. Hashem Shechilek Ma'isav, Umalach Aleim. Rashi explains that he would read to the right a little bit, drop down. Hivdul Rekia ben Elyonim, he separated the firmaments between him and the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. V'nesal v'yashav marim, he went all the way up and sat over there. Bashlishi Omrim, on the third day they say, Elokim Nitzav ba'adas kel. Hashem stands with his divine assembly. Why is that? Hashem Shagila Eretz Bechachmasa, he revealed the land in his wisdom. Rashi says, Makom Matzav Hadaso Shenemar, the place where they could stand. V'tiria Basha Bashlishi Nemar. They saw the land was on the third day. Vehechin Tevel La'adaso, and he set up and prepared a place for his adas, for his assembly. Barviyomim on the fourth day, which is Wednesday, what do we say? Kel Nekomos Hashem, Kel Nekomos Sophia. Hashem is a Shem of vengeance. Al Shem Shabara Chamu Levana, because of the fact that he created the sun and the moon on the fourth day. Vasili Parme of Dehen. And in the future, those who worship them, they're going to get the smackdown. They're going to have to pay up. But Chamishio Yom, on the fifth day, they said, Haruninu Lelukim Uzenu, which means to sing out with joy to Hashem of power. O Al Shem Shabar Ofos V'dagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo. Rashi says what that means is, to the right a little, Shabar, to the right, Shabar Ofos V'dagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo, Kishadim Roa Ofos Meshunim Zem Zem, when you see different types of birds, no sin Shevach L'Mishabarim, we start to sing praise for the one who created them. Ashishi Oyomim, on the sixth day, you'd say, Hashem Malach, Hashem rules, Geos Lovish. He wears pride. Al Shem Shigomer Malachto Malach Aleim, and the fact that he finished his work and he rules over all of it. Bashvi Oyomim, what happens on the seventh day? On the seventh day, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Liyom Shekulo Shabbos. Mizmor Shir, a song for Shabbos, Liyom to the day, Shekulo Shabbos. That's all Shabbos. Explains Rashi a little bit, directly to the right of it. Liyom Shekul Shabbos, Sha'asad Olam Liyos Charv, the world's going to eventually be destroyed. Vein Adam Cholam Alachos Shavsos Al Oso Yom Omrim Shir Shel Shabbos. Everyone's going to be gone. Everything's going to really, totally, and completely stop, and that's a Yom Shekul Shabbos. Now we're going to see a machlokas about this last one, because all previous ones are talking about stuff that happened, and the other ones talking about in the future. So we have machlokas that Amar Milchemia, Maru Chachamim. Why do you split up and say Shabbos is not like the previous ones going in the past? Ella, now we break it down quickly. Barishon, on the first day, they said Shekana b'hikna shalat b'olama. Basheni shechilik ma'asav malach aleim. Basheni shechila eres b'chachmasav heichin tevel la'adasa. Barifi shabar hacham ulevana basili parlamei avdein. Bachamishi shabar ofas v'dagan l'shabeach l'shmo. Basheni shechama malachto malach aleim. Bashvi, so all of them exactly the same except for day seven. Al Shem Sheshavas, the fact that he was Shavas and he stopped from creation, that was day seven. And that's what Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is referencing. V'kamifugli b'dor Rav Ketina, this machlokas is within the world of Rav Ketina, within Rav Ketina. Da'am Rav Ketina, Shita Alfei Shnei Havav Alma, there's 6,000 years that the world is going to be. V'chad Charev, and 1,000 of those years is going to be destroyed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'niskav, v'niskav Hashem levado b'yon ha'nayinam ha'yom ma'od. What's going to happen? That Hashem is going to be alone and raised up on that day. Abayom, Abayi says, Tshrei Charev, 2,000 years is going to be destroyed. Shenemar, yechayenu miyomehem. which means he's going to bring us back after 2 days. After 2 days, meaning after 2 days of each day being 1,000 years. So after 2,000 years, he's going to bring us back. So that's what the Machlokas was about. The Rav Yehuda, when he said the name of Rabbi Akiva, he said that it's going to be 1,000 years that the world's not going to be here. And therefore, he says, okay, so that's talking about in the future. That's going to be that Yom Shekul Shabbos, the day, the 1,000 years. Rabbi Nechemya yields that it's going to be 2,000, so far there's no single one. So therefore, he says it's talking about Maisa Bereishis. Yesterday, we mentioned the different shear that was said on Shabbos in the morning when you brought the Talmid. Now we're going to know about there are different carbonos about on Shabbos, what they say. B'musvi the Shabbos Mayu Omrim, what they used to go and sing, Rashi says, my shear, Amri, what shear did they say with the Musaf? Amrav Anan Barava, Amrav, Haziv Lach. Rashi points out, this is a Rashi Tevis, an acronym for, they would take Parshas Hazinu and the beginning of Hazinu, and they split up into 6 different parts. And as Rashi spells that, right next to us, Haziv Lach, Parshas Shiros Hazinu, Cholkom Masol Shishapakam, Harishon Hazinu, Hashini Zechori Masolam, Hashlishi Arkivel B'Mosei Aretz, Harvi V'Yar Shem V'Yonetz, Adkan, Adkan, there were Shisha Psukim Lefarik, there were 6 Psukim, each one of them had 6 psukim, and then the last two have 8 psukim each. The last two are Lule Kas Oyev and Kiyodin Hashem Amo, right? And those had 8 each. So that was the ones that were said by the Karbonos Musaf. V'amar Rav Chanan Barav, Amar Rav, Kederch Shechalukim Kaim, Kachalukim Bebeis HaKinesses. The way that the Levim used to split up the shir, that's how they did it in the shul, when they give out the different aliyos. B'minchasad, d'shab sameri, or more they say, mincha of Shabbos, they brought the carbon shell ben harabayim. Am Rav Yochanan, az yashir, they would say az yashir, umicha mocha, v'az yashir. Explains Rashi, the first az yashir was shiris hayam, ad micha mocha. That was and then umicha mocha, abeat sofa shir, until the end of the shir. V'az yashir, the second az yashir was talking about by the well, the shiris habe'er. As Rashi says, Yisrael da'ali be'er. That's what he used to by Mincha. Ibai lehu, frek de gemara, hadi kulu bechad shabsa amrilu. Was it said like every single Shabbos they did all of these? Or was it that every Shabbos they did one ended up being a cycle? A cycle of 6 different Shabbos. And Rashi says, Odilma kol perik perik, l'Shabbos achas perik echa. Toshima, let's take a look. It's fine, the answer. Itanya, what was going to break? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ad harishona omeris achas, shnia chozeris shtayim. Shmamina, kol Shabbos v'Shabbos amrichad, shmamina. Meaning, the amount of time that it takes to say the Musaf once, which is 6 weeks, we could actually end up saying the Tamid twice. So it comes out that what? That actually it was a cycle. Now we get into the Shekhinah being exiled, and then the Sanhedrin as well, and then we move to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakeh. But we start already with it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Idi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. SMSL says the Shekhinah. There are 10 different travelings that the Shekhinah took. This is talking about by Chorban Bayis Rishon. Mikroy, we can see it from the Pesukim. We connect them goes to Sanhedrin, and opposite that, the Sanhedrin also by Sheni. Migemara, that we know it from. Tradition. As a masos of the Shechina, we learn out the 10 masos of the Shechina from the Pesukim. Mikaporis lekruv. That Hashem went from the Kaporis to the Kruv. The Kaporis is the top part of the Aron, and then they went to the Kruv, which were the those forms that were on top of the Aron. We curve the curve from one curve to another. We curve the miftan, and then from that to the miftan. Miftan was, as Rashi explains, the miftan abayis, the opening of the bayis of the Beis Hamikdash. We miftan the chatzim, and after the chatzim, mechatzim mizbeach, the mizbeach, and we mizbeach legag. Umigag, in the second with the gag of the Heichal, Umigag lechoma, to the wall, to the of the chatzer, Umichoma leir, out to the city, Umeir lahar, from the city to the mountain, the second mount Har Azesim, Umihar lemidbar, and out to the midbar, Umidbar also of Yashav Makom, and finally the Ribbono Shel Olam went back to his place. Shenemar Eile Chalshuv Makomi, I'm going to go back to my place. Mikaporis lekrov, Mikrov lekrov, Mikrov lemiftan. How do we know all these? The Chassidus pasuk says, "V'no adati lecha sham v'dibarti yitcham al kaporis." Right, that's one talking about the kaporis. Ukseiv. Then it says, "Vayirkov al kruv vayov." Says that he went to the kruv and then he flew. Ukseiv chvod elukisal nala me'al kruv asher yolav el miftan abayis. Went to the opening, the entranceway of the bayis. Umi miftan lechatzer. Then he went from the miftan from there to the chatzer. The Chassidus v'yamali abayis esanon, and it filled up the house with cloud. V'chatzer malas noga kavod Hashem, and the chatzer filled up with the glory of Hashem. Echatzel mizbeach. The Chassidus v'isi es Hashem nitzav al mizbeach as Hashem on the mizbeach. Mizbeach lagag. It's good to sit on the corner of the gag. Migag lechoma. Hashem nitzav al choma sanach. Hashem is standing by the chonach hanach, the wall that the wall of the chatzer. Mechom al ear, then out to the city. Chsev kol Hashem la ear yikra, that the voice of Hashem called out in the city. Meir lahar, to the mountain. Chsev yal kol Hashem yal tocha ear. V'yamad al har Hashem ikedom la ear. That was to the east of the city of Tyre Zasim. Umihar la midbar, he went to there to the midbar. The Chsiv Tov Shevis Be'eretz Midbar. It's good. It's better to sit in the midbar. Rashi says the end of the pasuk is Me'eshes Midyanim because it's better to go and sit there than with a woman of contention and anger. Umi midbar olsa and of Yashav Mekoma, and from the midbar he went and he sat in his place. The Chsiv, as the pasuk says, Eile Chashuv El Mekoma, I'm going to go back to my place. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shish Chadashim. There are 6 months that Nisak Vashkin Lisa B'Midbar that Hashem hung out in the Midbar. Shema Yachsu B'Tshuva. He said maybe they're going to go and do Tshuva. Kevin Shalom Chazu, when they do Tshuva, Amar Tipa Chatzman. He said that the Bach goes and changes it to Tipa Chenavshan. It literally means that they should be swell up, and their essence, their soul should swell. In other words, it's a painful statement. The eyes of the wicked are going to look with longing, and they're going to be, they're not kind of a place to be able to go, and their hope is going to become agony. And opposite them, we have that the Sanhedrin, they left, and we know that from Gemara, from the tradition. Milishkas Hagazis Lachanas. They went from the Lishkas Hagazis, which is literally the chamber where they used to go ahead, and they would have the stones. This is on the Bihar Bais. And they went to Rashi says these were stores. They went from this place where they had the stones out to the stores. Chanius also, Rashi says, also lehem bahar abayis v'yoshu sham lomar shalo danu dinin afashos. They went to that place to say because they don't want to be done dinin afashos. The chazud lenefishe rotzchim kedaminim sanhedrin. They saw there were tons of murder that was going on. And they didn't want to done, and the only way you could done is if you're there. So they left there, so you shouldn't done. V'chol anach golius sanhedrin b'yisheni kamar masos l'shchinu b'yisvishin kamar, as we mentioned already. U'mechanos Yerushalayim. They went to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim liyavna. Then they went out from there to Yavne. Wow, we're making our way away. Rabbanu Shalom should help us. Beep, turn the page. Laman Aleph on the base. And then they went from Umei Yavne to Usha. They went from Yavne to Usha. Rashi says that Kishahaya Nasi Darbo came to Jesus and Hedjinimo, Ukshimistalik, who, O Beno, Lamakamacher, Goli Yeshiva Charav, wherever he went, the Yeshiva went with him. Umusha Layavne, Umayavne to Usha. They went back to Usha, Umusha to Shfarim. They went from there to a place called Shfarim. Umishvaram le beis sha'arim, le beis sha'arim le tziporim, mitzipor le teveria, utveria, amuka mikulan. And that was literally the deepest of all. Rashi says, shfeilam hayu az mikolam aso shagalu. The lowest point. Shenember shafalt me eretz tedaberi. You're going to go down. From the ground, you're going to talk. No, there's only six. That's not you said that there were 10, there were only 6. Shenemar. Ki heishach yoshem arim kirya, nizgava yashpilenu, yashpila ad eretz, yagienu ad afar. So it comes out to be that there's only 6 of them when you break down the pasuk over there. Okay, now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, umishama sidim ligoy, but from there, in the future, we're going to be ga'ul, we're going to be redeemed. Shenemar, hisna'ari me'afar kumi shvi, that awaken. dust off your, get rid of your dirt, and get up and sit in Yerushalayim Bezrat Hashem. It's not even for Kumi, Shvi Yerushalayim, Hispachti, most rights of Erech Shvi Abbas Tzion. Bezer Hashem, as Yishayo says, we're going to come back. Zokt the Heilige next Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Karach, Rabbi Yoshua said, Rozo Siskin, Rabbi Yochum and Zaki, and we get to another thing, Rabbi Yochum and Zaki, and added it, that he was a Mesakin. Shafili Rosh Bezin b'chol makom. Even if the Rosh Bezin is anywhere, even if he's not found in the Beis Din, where the Beis Din is, that the people that are coming, we're going to see in the Gemara, is going to talk about, we're talking about Kiddush HaChodesh over here, that they only have to go to the place where where they would assemble. Rashi says that Ela Mekom Avad, you could do shu below Rosh Beis Din, they have to go and follow where the Rosh Beis Din goes. Zokt the Gemara. Ahi, it's a story time. There was a woman. That's Munu Latina Kamidamim Ben Ardoi. They go and they said, you got to come to Beis Din. They give her a summons. She's got to come to the Beis Din, to Amemar and Ardoi. Oz Amemar went to Mechuzah. But Oz about to say, she didn't follow him. Kasab Psiche Lave. So he said, and he put a Shtar Shamto, which means he put her in Cherem that she didn't follow him to come there. Amale Ravashi Lamemar. So he says, Vaharnon Tanam, we're going to feel Rosh Beis Din Bechol Makom. They only have to go to a place where they actually meet, so she doesn't have to go and follow you. Why'd you put her in Cherem? Amalei's back. Hani bilini nitz kodesh. That's only by nitz kodesh. The im came because if you made the person follow everywhere, the nimseis machshin lasid lover, you're going to mess things up in the future because people are not going to want to come. Aval hacham. In this case, eved love leish malve. Literally, someone who's in debt is a servant to the one who lent them the money, which means that she has to follow me wherever I may go. Therefore, she's in Chayrem. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Kohanim Rashayim Lalos B'San Deleim L'Duchan. A Kohen's not allowed to go ahead to do Birchas Kohanim when he has sandals. V'zo Echad, this concept that you're not allowed to go with sandals is one of the nine takanas. Zo echad mitesha takanas shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shista hai pirka, six in the parak that we mentioned before. V'chada the pirka, chada pirka kama. One, the seventh one is in the previous parak. V'idach etanya, other one that we're going to be teaching the following. Gerish in his gair, b'zman is edetzei v'ger, who goes in his gair. Nowadays, sarach shiafish rova l'kino. He's got to leave over, a rova means a quarter of a shekel in order for a cane, because in order to pay for a certain carbon. This is all of Klai Yisrael to do. And if someone converts to Klai Yisrael, they have to go and put this aside to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Amrisha ben Elazar, kfar nimna ale, Rabbi Yochanan bitla. Rabbi Yochanan already was mevatel that din. Why? Because what's going to end up happening, they're going to set aside the money, and eventually they're going to end up using it for something else, and that's a problem. Vidach, and others say, no, that wasn't the ninth one, but rather, Vidach, plukta de Rav Papa, Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak. And whatever, I'm sorry, and the last one, the ninth one, is a machlokas team, Rav Papa, Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar Karamavoy. He says, like my Karamavoy, which is, we know there's something called Orle, you can't eat for the first 3 years of fruits. The fourth year is known as Kerem Avoy. They have to go and you have to take that up to Yerushalayim Oiroi Shel Oilam. And he's over there. Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Loshen Shel Zoris. I was talking about the strip that they had of red wool. We learned back in Yuma that would happen in Yom Kippur if they were atoned for. The red would turn white. Papa, my Kerem Avoya, what's he talking about at the time? We learned in the Mishnah. Kerem Avoya, Ole Yerushalayim. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Mahalech Yom Lechol Tzad. If it's a place which is Mahalach Yom Mechot Sav, Vizui Tchuma. Now, what that means is normally you can go ahead and what could you do? You can go and redeem onto a coin and bring that money up to Yerushalayim and buy the stuff over there. But if you live within a day's walk of any area of Yerushalayim, you'd have to actually bring it itself. You're now going to redeem it onto something else. Vizui Tchuma, and this is the Chum. Elat min Adarum, Ve'akrabas min Atzalfon, Lod min Amar, Ve'yardim min Mizrach. Those are north, south, east, and west, the different areas. Vamar Ulavi Timur Rabbi Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Matam. What's Pshat that you're not allowed to put this on? Cash. Kidei La'ater Shuke Yerushalayim Beperos. We want Yerushalayim to have fruit. And if a person, if nobody brought fruit up, if nobody bring food, then you wouldn't have it over there. So therefore, they made sure that people that are living that close have to do it. V'tanya, Rav Tana Baisa, Kerem Avoy, Ha'ilul Rabbi Eliezer. Let's add Kerem Avoy. B'mizach Lud B'tzad Kfar Tavi. Which was a place that, according to the location there, within 1 day, they have to actually bring the fruits. He wanted to go into Mafkir Laniyim. Rashi says, Shum, Shaya Olav Tarech Lalosim, was hard for him to go and carry it up, so he went to Mafker it and let Daniim take it and let them go bring it up. Amalo Tamida, they said to him, Rebbe, Kfar Nimnu Chaverecha, Allah Vitiru. Don't you know that, Rebbe? Don't you know, Rebbe, meaning of Rebbe Eliezer, the Talmidim Rebbe Eliezer, say to him, don't you know that already your chaverim, they were already matir this, and therefore you can go ahead, and this whole shtickle, and then don't worry about it, you can put it onto coins. Rashi explains the reason is in the first wide line, the wide line on the bottom, because the kibbutz chorbi Yerushalayim lo chashu lachachamim leatra meyata. They didn't have to, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't have to go out and fill the whole area anymore with these beautiful fruits. So what's your problem? That we're going to see in a minute that how could it be that they called him that? We see Rabbi Yochanan was the chaver of Rabbi Eliezer. These are the Tamidim Rabbi Eliezer speaking to Rabbi Eliezer and saying that. That Rav Yochanan, your chaver, that doesn't make any sense. We're going to see two answers, either in a chinami, and if we knock it off, perhaps, I think, or we're going to say that, no, since it's Talmidim speaking to their Rebbe, it's not nice to say your Rebbe, so to them, they called it like a chaver. Fine, but let's see. Man chaverecha, who's a chaverim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and that's the ninth shtickle. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Amar Loshen Shel Zohoris. No, it was Loshen Shel Zohoris. The Tanya, it belongs to the Braisa. Barishona, Yekoshin, Loshen Shel Zohoris, Al Pesach Ulam, B'mechutz. They used to go out and used to tie this strip of wool outside, the red wool outside of the Ulam, and the outside people could see it. And Hilben, Hoyes Mechem, if it turned white, everyone would be happy. Lohi ben Oyot, save him, if it didn't turn white, everyone would be sad. His kinu, because we know that if they got kapara, it would turn white. If not, then it would stay red. His kinu shu koshen usal pesach ulam mifrim. And then they set up that it should be done on the inside so people couldn't see it. Vadaino yu mitzi and veroin, still they would mitzitz and veroin, they would go, they would stick their heads and they would take a little peek and they would see what's going on. Hil ben oyu smechem, lo hil ben oyu tzuvim. His kinu shu koshen masan chetzio besela vechetzio bein karnov shel soyer mishtalech. In the end, they ended up setting up in a way that half of it was connected to a rock where they threw the seal azelzel, and the other half was connected to the animal itself, so nobody would see what's going on over there. And we see that was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai who set up to do such a thing. Now the question is, why did each one not hold like the other? If Nachum Yitzchak my time alone, Papa. So he says, why? Because I'm the chay. He said, Yitzchak datech Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai chaver v'dabi Eliezer mihavi. What, he was his chaver? Doesn't make any sense. Rabbo chaver. Therefore, it can't be that he was the one that enacted that shtickle with the Kerem Avai. So the Gemara says, no, v'idach, what would they respond? Gave it to the Talmidim, however, since it was Talmidim, lav arach ara lemeimer le'ir l'rabbe rabcha. There wasn't the covered dick to say to the Rebbe that you're Rebbe. So therefore, they called him your chaver. So that answers for them. Rav Papa, my time, lo amikar v'nachma yitzhak. Why did he have Nachum Yitzchak? It's talking about Loshen Shel Zohoris. Amalacha, he says, "Belch Isak Adaita Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai." You want to say that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did it? But Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, me have a Loshen Zohoris. Did they even have Loshen Shel Zohoris in days of Yochanan Zakkai? It didn't have anymore. What are you talking about? V'atani belongs to the Brisa. Kol Shinosav Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Meir Esam Shana. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lived 120 years. Arboim Shana Osak BePrakmatia. For 40 years he was involved in business. Arboim Shana Lamed. 40 years he shtayed. Arboim Shana Limed. In 40 years he taught. V'atani belongs to the Brisa. Arboim Shana Kol Mishenechav Arboim. 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Lo Yoloshin Shel Zohoris Malbin Ela Ma'adim. It didn't turn white; rather, it was red. Utanan, and we learned in a Mishnah, Mishacharav Habayis, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Hiskin Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Yochanan Ben Zakkai started to be misakin things. So you're telling me it was the 40 years while he was being misakin things; those 40 years was no longer turned white. It was red the whole time, so it doesn't make any sense that he would misak in such a thing. That's Gemara Ve'idach. What's Rav Nachman Yitzchak going to say back? It says, "Osim Harboim Shana Delamad." It's talking about during the 40 years that he was learning. Talmud Yosef Nei Rabahava, he was learning in front of his Rebbe. V'amar Milsa, and he said a shtickle Torah about this idea of the red strip. V'istabar Tameh. And what he said made a lot of sense. Meaning his Rebbe was like, wow, good idea. And they ended up then going ahead and moving the woolen strip because of the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai when he was still the Talmud. Beep, turn the page on the base of an alpha. And then his Rebbe put it in his name, even though for the 40 years that he was actually in charge in a chinami, it was always red, but beforehand it was white or red. And therefore, when he came up with that shtickle before those 40 years, my friends, that was the ninth one according to them. We are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.